When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, let's talk some Eagles football with Elliot Shore Parks. Of course, high times right now with the Birds at 5-2, likely to get to 6-2. Some injury stuff with some players we worry about and wonder about. And for more on that and this game and the return of Doug Peterson, we turn to our guy, Eagles reporter Elliot Shore Parks. Good morning, Elliot.
Man, it's crazy to think how much this season has changed that you just said likely to get to 6-2, and no one's really going to push back on that.
Right. And I got to give John credit. So, Elliot, at 2-2, he called 6-2.
He did.
And I thought he was a little nuts. I knew it was certainly possible, but I didn't think it was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
They're trending the right. So, Elliot, let's talk about who's going to be in and who's going to be out. Not good on Darius Slay not practicing yesterday. Would your expectation be that Slay and Goddard both miss this game?
Yeah, I don't think you'll see Dallas Goddard or Darius Slay out there on Sunday. And with Darius Slay, you know, I think he probably wouldn't play even if it was like a bigger game. But I do think that when you look at the Jaguars' offense, the receivers, they could potentially be missing. They're probably going to be missing, or they will be missing, Kirk. And then it doesn't look like Brian Thomas Jr. will play, or at least he's questionable. You don't really need Slay out there on Sunday against the Jaguars offense. And then with Goddard, you know, when it comes to hamstrings, you don't want to rush him back, because if he comes back too soon, re-injures that thing, then it could really become a problem. So I don't think you'll see either of them out there on Sunday.
What about Landon Dickerson limited with the knee? How bad is that, Elliot?
I think he's going to play. Landon, I think just the nature of the position and kind of what his career has been, he'll always be dealing with, you know, a little something, not to minimize the injury. I'm sure it's not fun, but I've seen him in the locker room walking around. He seems in good spirits. My guess is this is more injury management than it is any concern. He won't suit up.
And Mekhi Becton in the concussion protocol, how are things going for him?
Yeah, I think he'll play. I think he'll be out there. I don't believe he's officially cleared the protocol yet, but he has been practicing, and it looks like he'll play.
So what do we know about Jalen Carter with the shoulder, full practice, everything else, but it's Jalen Carter. How bad is this thing, and should we be keeping track of it?
I don't think there's any real concern there with Jalen Carter, especially not with him missing on Sunday. He'll play on Sunday, and he's needed. I will say, if there's one strength of this Jaguars team on the offensive side of the ball, they do have a good interior offensive line. They have two good guards and a pretty good center. So they'll need him on Sunday to get to Trevor Lawrence, and I think he'll be out there.
Elliot Shore Parks with us, of course, on a Football Friday from Borgata. So, Elliot, let's broaden this out here a little bit. My contention is, after the bye, the Eagles chose to run it more purposefully. And it's, one, because they've got a great running game, but also because the coaching staff said, let's not lean into Jalen so much. Do you think both statements are accurate? It's about a good running game, but it's also about putting less on Jalen's plate. True or not true?
Yeah, I think there's truth to that. Because, I mean, if you look at how much Jalen was turning the ball over in those first four games, I mean, you needed to have the ball in his hands less. Now, Jalen's done a better job. I know they're really emphasizing protecting the ball in the pocket. He's had a few batted away from him, especially that one against Tampa Bay. But I think overall, now look, the opponent, I think, does play a factor. The score plays a factor. But I think it's pretty clear they came out of the bye week and said, we need to get the ball in Saquon's hands for. So, yeah, I think there would be truth to that.
So, Elliot, Rhea's got a theory, and it's an interesting one, that even if that's the strategy for a good chunk of the season moving forward, this is a game to stretch Jalen's legs, and by legs I mean his arm,
yeah,
and say, hey, we're probably going to win this game. Let's start testing the waters of having Jalen pass it more again, because we've got an opponent, you know, we should feast on. Do you like that theory to try to test Jalen and stretch it a little bit back toward the old way? Because here's the thing, Elliot. I do think running a lot is the best way to win a game, but I do think Jalen playing better more consistently is the most critical thing for this team to win the Super Bowl. Would you test the waters a little bit and expand his game a bit this weekend?
Well, outside of just maybe what might be better for the team, if you just look at the opponent, I mean, they have a horrendous secondary. They're one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. And they're actually, I believe, seventh in the league this year against the run, at least in terms of average yard allowed per carry. So they do have a decent run defense, and their pass defense is there to be taken advantage of. AJ's going to be there. Devontae's going to be there. I mean, they're going to have pretty much their full set of weapons other than Dallas Goedert. So I think there is some truth to it that eventually there's going to be a game where Jalen's going to have to throw them to a win. And maybe that's this weekend. But in terms of, like, doing it just to try it out, I mean, their schedule is not that tough coming up. And I really think that when we talk about Jalen needing to lead them to a shootout, we're really only talking about maybe that matchup against Detroit. Like, if the defense plays at even close to level it is now, if they run the ball the way they're running it, Jalen takes care of the ball, like, I don't think you're going to need to see 45 attempts for 350 yards from Jalen very often.
How does Jacksonville feel about Doug Peterson right now, Elliot?
Well, I mean, considering the record, I would guess they're not super thrilled with him, if I had to guess. I mean, you know, there's a lot of talk about how he could be on the hot seat. You know, it'd be somewhat ironic if the Eagles lost this week, cost Doug his job. But
I mean, if the Eagles win. Yeah, Eagles win.
Yeah. If the Eagles win and the Jaguars lose, you know, I would think that wouldn't bode well for Doug. But, you know, just from the outside looking in, I would say, like, who are the Jaguars to disrespect Doug Peterson? Even if it does fall apart there, and clearly it has, I think it would be wrong of them to fire him in season. So, look, it'll be nice to see Doug this weekend. Obviously, it's not working out, but it's also probably a lesson that if you don't have a quarterback, your quarterback's not playing well, it's really hard for any head coach to win.
Let's talk about the Birds' D. So, obviously, vastly improved in recent weeks. Tell me if this statement is true. Biggest thing they've got to improve on defensively is getting to the quarterback consistently. They're still not there, right?
Yeah. For sure. I mean, I think as much as my opinion on this team, and it seems like lots of people's opinion on this team has turned around, the one thing I haven't changed my mind on is the pass rush. I do feel somewhat better about Nolan Smith. Josh Sweat has some decent numbers, but ultimately, I don't trust that against a great team in a big game, they'll get after the quarterback in any meaningful way. So trade deadline's coming up. I would definitely make a call about Za'Darius Smith from the Cleveland Browns. I think that'd be a good move for them, but yeah, I'm not there yet where I trust the pass rush.
All right, Elliot, last thing. Chuck from Mount Airy against the Hammer and beat the Hammer coming up in 8 minutes. He doesn't have much of a shot, right?
Oh, man. I mean, look, if I was anyone I think could take you, it would be Chuck. My guy does know sports, but you're the Hammer for a reason, man. So, of course, I got to pick you.
Oh, my God. Elliot.
I love asking that question.
All the time. I don't get it. It would be foolish to bet against you.
I would agree with that. Elliot, stay well, pal. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Chuck has moxie.
He does.
Chuck has belief.
Chuck before?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. When did you?
No clue. All the wins run together in my mind. I can't. Okay. You know.
I want to say like 18 months ago or something, like a year and a half, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and it was a win.
It was a 2-1 Joe win.
Ugh. Well,
so that's not dominant.
No, that's not
dominant.
No, it's not. It must have been hard questions. And maybe, look, Chuck
or
knows
maybe
sports.
Chuck does know sports.
No, I have
Chuck
no...
has a great chance.
Maybe he does. I mean, I wouldn't call it great. I would tend to call it less than great.
Wow, you're very, that was disparaging, Joe. Well, I mean, gave you an opportunity to back Chuck up a little
but
bit,
I'm going
give
in
him
a, but
some
I,
positivity.
But, John.
Chuck's got a great chance, and it was just radio silence. Nothing.
But here's the thing.
Nothing.
As we get closer to 7:45, I get more in a Hammer mode.
The and hammer, that means?
The Hammer starts talking.
Haughty Hammer.
The Hammer starts talking about himself in the third person.
Yep.
Yes.
Right? The antenna of greatness goes up.
Antenna of greatness.
You know, stuff like that. So I'm just
the locus of blame goes out.
Right, something like
the
that.
The antenna, yeah,
and
goes up.
We got a lot up ahead in the next handful of minutes here, including Dick Vermeil at 8 o'clock. Course read today at 8 o'clock. Also, opportunity for people to win Eagles Jags tickets.
That's courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
The way it works is we give you names at 8 o'clock, leading up to Friday at 8 o'clock for a home game, and you got to know those names over a couple of days, and then string them together. And when we give you the cue to call the contest line at 8, know all the names that were said that week at the designated times, and you can win Eagles Jags tickets. So very cool. Also, we'll honor Doug, who we're talking a little bit about today. Wechter put together just a tremendous compilation of audio from the 2017 season. I mean, we should never lose sight of the reality that he is the only head coach to ever win a Super Bowl for the Eagles. And when he comes back, like that's a big deal, you know? I mean, I know he's probably not going to be a head coach too much longer in pro football. And maybe in our poll today, and we got a poll, who would you rather have, Nick or Doug? Maybe Nick will win the poll. But, you know, Doug's a very special part of the history of Philadelphia sports. Let's go to Nick in Wilmington right now. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys? and gals.
Great, Nick.
Nick, I was so close yesterday at Merriam. So close.
You know what? I was pulling for you. I'll tell you what, though. I told Richie your outfit was on point, though. So that if you can't operate, you decorate. That's important.
Oh, my God.
Boy, I never get that compliment, so thank you.
I got you. I'm here for you. It's a hammer day. You got to win today. I don't think as much as Chuck knows sports, I think you're going to take him today.
I hope so.
But I'll
what
tell
is
you what,
with
you?
Like, why?
What is with you?
Seriously, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. You are way too positive toward the camera.
The aura of seeing the hammer first time in person yesterday. Aura? I don't know. It gives me the feeling of support for my fellow golfer here.
Especially with the way John treats me around here.
Wow.
Nick. Devin thinks she gets picked on. No one gets picked on around here more than me.
That's
aura?
True.
Please.
Of the
please.
Hammer.
Did you?
Yeah, no one gets picked on close to as much as Joe. No, I mean, that's just a factual statement.
That's very fair.
The aura of the hammer.
Nick, I agree. I agree with you, by the way, Nick.
But you deserve a lot of what you get picked on. I'll give you that.
No, I know. Thank
you. Yes, he does.
Ordering ice cream for delivery and it taking an hour and a half to get there and it's melted.
And then being upset, like, wait a second, why is it melted? Because you didn't.
Yeah.
Go get the ice cream like a normal human.
But, Nick, wouldn't you say, tell me, isn't it fair to say the delivery guy has an obligation and not pick up ice cream if it's not his first stop? You can't do the
don't
tour.
Don't blame the guy. It's probably the joke.
You can't do a tour
You and I will have to talk off air. No, I have something to do. I get delivery ice cream all the time, and it's never melted.
It had never been a problem for me, but this knucklehead chooses for me to be like the third or
you
fourth stop.
You get delivery ice cream all the time?
All the time. All the time.
What are you guys doing? I've never gotten delivery ice cream.
It's called laziness.
John, let me take it a step further. I've never thought of getting delivery ice cream.
Why are you? Why did you?
Sometimes
think
you're
to do this?
Watching TV on a Friday night and you want ice cream, but you don't want to get up and go outside.
Bingo.
So you got to get it delivered.
Hey, Nick, it was good meeting you yesterday. Give me a great answer from a movie. A bad decision.
It was great meeting you as well. All right. I don't know if this was said. I got two of them. Leaving the beaches open. When there were
I'm going to give you one. One answer. What do you got?
Pivot now. Go ahead.
Right, give me a different answer.
All right, I got another one. Turning the mosquito DNA into dinosaurs in
Jurassic Park. Wow. That's a great answer.
That is a big answer.
That was a good pivot.
Nick,
great
good,
job.
Good stuff, man. Very
seriously, good stuff. Seriously, because then they almost destroyed the world.
Yeah,
they did.
That's a very good answer. Salvador in Coatesville. Salvador, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Salvador. That was a really good answer, Salvador.
It was.
Like, we took mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are pesky, right? Try pterodactyls. Try giant flying pterodactyls through the air. That's
slightly more annoying.
A little peskier than a mosquito.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'll take Doug Peterson in a fight and as a coach, man.
I think I would, too.
Yeah,
I mean, definitely in a fight. He's got the size and reach. But, it's close as a coach. But he won a Super Bowl. That's a lot of cachet. We know he's really good on game day in terms of just having a rhythm. Like, Doug would get rhythmic with his calls.
I do remember that.
And it felt good. Yeah, we all knew that we could count on Doug to do the right thing at the right time. It was very timely. The players counted on him. The players knew they could depend on him for, you know, smart plays at the right time.
Yeah,
it was a good feeling.
Joe, how are you so sure that Nick's a better coach than Doug Peterson?
I didn't say he is. I would vote for Doug.
That you would you said.
I think it's close. I think it's Nick, very though, close. Right? But if I had to really make a call, Doug or Nick today, like my true preference, I would pick Doug. But I do think it's close.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Nick in the beginning.
No, I didn't comment.
And what was up with Gerald? Everybody's coming at you today, man. Gerald was coming at you this morning, like first thing in the morning. What's going on?
Can I tell you what's going on?
It's Friday.
Here's what it is. Jalen's played 14 quarters of football this year. 14 halves. One of them was great. 13 of them weren't great, and people got recency bias on the last one being great, and they think he's all the way back, and I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds like he has some OG weight in him, too. But I'm going to give you my answer. I'm going to say a bad decision was when Smalls took his stepdad's ball.
All right, Salvador. You got it, my man. Appreciate the call.